From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 29th. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian Sport, Australian Olympian Heath Ryan banned after alleged horse abuse investigation. Australian Olympian Heath Ryan has been handed an 18-month suspension by the FEI after an investigation into allegations of horse abuse. This follows a prior suspension by Equestrian Australia last year. The decision came after a video surfaced showing Ryan appearing to whip a horse repeatedly, which sparked significant outrage. The governing body took the matter seriously, leading to this suspension and a fine. Ryan's actions have raised concerns within the equestrian community about the treatment of horses, and this case highlights the ongoing discussions regarding animal welfare in sports. It's a tough situation for everyone involved. Next, second, from BBC Sport Tennis, Furry into first ATP Tour final as opponent retires. Britain's Arthur Furry has reached his first ATP Tour final after opponent James Duckworth retired because of injury at the Winston-Salem Open. The 24-year-old was leading 6-4-2-1 in the semi-final when his Australian opponent, who called for a medical timeout after the first set, forfeited the match. Furry is the first Briton to reach the final of the ATP 250 event, and his progress continues after his surprise run to the Wimbledon semifinals in July. He has also reached a career high of 33 in the world and overtaken Cameron Norrie to become British number one. Up next, third, from New Atlas. Beyond Origami, new algorithm designs expandable 3D lattices. A team from Harvard and Tokyo University has created a new type of expandable 3D structure inspired by origami and kirigami. These designs, which they call collapsible scissored surfaces and pantographic lattices, use rods and scissored joints to allow for movement similar to the Hoberman sphere. While the technical name is a mouthful, the concept is pretty neat. These structures can contract and expand, making them versatile for various applications. This research highlights the intersection of art and engineering, showing how ancient techniques can inspire modern innovations in materials science. It's a small but intriguing step forward in flexible design. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport Football, Trippier praises Miley's big presence as Newcastle face Tonali reunion. Newcastle United has had a busy summer, highlighted by Lewis Miley signing a long-term contract on May 25. With the departures of Sandro Tonali and Bruno Guimaraes, Newcastle brought in three new midfielders, but manager Matthias Jaissel is already a big fan of Miley. Despite recovering from a broken leg, Miley started against Liverpool, showing his potential. Kieran Trippier praised Miley's growth, noting his humility and eagerness to learn. Last season, Miley excelled as a teenager in the Premier League, leading in assists and successful passes. After a solid performance against Liverpool, Jaissel expressed pride in Miley's development and hinted at his bright future. Jaissel is careful not to overwhelm Miley, especially with his younger brother also at the club. Trippier even entrusted Miley with the captain's armband in a Champions League match, marking a significant moment for the young player. It's clear that Miley is on the path to becoming a key figure for Newcastle. Next, fifth, from Crypt Briefing, Loss of Control Observatory reports surge in AI incidents in July. July saw AI-related incidents jump to 1,274, a 42% rise from June and the highest monthly total since the observatory began tracking in 2021. Most of the uptick came from unintentional model outputs that disrupted services, with a handful of cases spilling into critical infrastructure like power grids and transport control systems. Regulators are reacting fast. The EU drafted a provisional framework tightening testing and transparency requirements, while the US Senate moved a bipartisan bill to mandate real-time monitoring of high-risk AI deployments. Both efforts aim to curb the cascade of incidents before they erode public trust. Industry groups are also stepping up, urging firms to adopt standardized incident reporting protocols and to embed safety checks into the development pipeline. The consensus is that voluntary measures alone won't keep pace with the accelerating deployment of generative models. Bottom line, the surge signals that oversight is moving from talk to concrete policy. This spring, hundreds of thousands of visitors to Mexico City's Museum of Modern Art experienced the ardor of two of Frida Kahlo's masterpieces in a temporary exhibit. Diego on My Mind, depicting Kahlo with Diego Rivera's portrait emblazoned on her forehead like a third eye, and Self-Portrait with H. Monkeys, showing her surrounded by four monkeys amid dense tropical foliage. Expect tighter compliance checks and more scrutiny on AI systems that touch essential services in the weeks ahead. Up next, sixth, from Nighttimes. This is Looting by Another Name. It was a rare chance for Mexicans to see these two celebrated paintings at home. For about 2 decades, they have largely been either out of sight or on display overseas. And then, 7th, from the Daily Beast, Cash Patel's FBI eases hiring rules on theft, prostitution, bestiality. Under Cash Patel, some past misdeeds are no longer automatic FBI deal breakers. The Bureau quietly loosened its hiring rules in June in an effort to boost recruitment after a wave of firings, resignations, and retirements during President Donald Trump's second term. CBS News reported, under the new guidelines, applicants who have hired a prostitute, stolen from an employer, or engaged in bestiality or animal cruelty may still be eligible for FBI jobs depending on when and under what circumstances the conduct occurred. Next, 8th, from the Hindu top, death toll reaches 626 in Nepal flash floods, nearly 2,000 still missing. According to the NDRRMA, 233 bodies were recovered from Chitwan, 158 from Nawalparasi East, 51 from Nuwakot, 48 from Gorkha, 47 from Nawalparasi West, 45 from Dating, 31 from Tanahu, and 13 from Rasuwa. Up next, 9th, from the Dispatch, the part of therapy that conservatives forget. Turn any article into a podcast. Upgrade now to start listening. Members can share articles with friends and family to bypass the paywall. Many conservatives are skeptical of the role that therapy has come to play in our society. They point out that therapists are overwhelmingly left-wing, which can alienate patients who don't share their political views. They think that therapy can make us self-absorbed and emotionally fragile. And then, 10th, from The Guardian UK, UK risks falling behind in a AI race without faster telecoms upgrades, say executives. Planning delays and slow 5G upgrades could leave the UK unable to cope with a surge in AI-related traffic. The UK risks becoming a laggard in the global AI race as crucial telecoms upgrades to harness the technology fall behind rival nations, according to senior industry executives. The infrastructure AI race has centered on the need to build data centers and to ensure they have access to the huge water and energy supplies required to cool and supply the computational power to train and run AI models. Continue reading, that's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.